We're excited about the next phase of development for us, which is to step into a stadium on Saturday night versus the Giants. That's an exciting process in itself, but to do it at Heinz Field, of course, is equally as exciting for us. I think it's time for us to see some unfamiliar faces and schemes and approaches to the game of football, to see our level of understanding, our ability to play under those conditions and circumstances. I'm excited about that. As usual, has been our practice, particularly in recent years. All the healthy bodies will participate in the game. We anticipate playing our first units, 10 to 12 snaps or so. Obviously, that's subject to change based on what transpires in the stadium. We are capable of selecting guys within that group for extended action, for exposure. We'll make those decisions throughout today. We anticipate utilizing all the quarterbacks at this point. Again, that may be subject to change based on how the game unfolds, time of possession, et cetera. But that is our intentions as we sit here today. Want to look at the young guys in the return game. We know what Antonio Brown is capable of, Emmanuel Sanders, LaRon Stevens Howling. We want to see some of the other guys, whether it's Moore, Dunn, or any of the others. We're going to feature those guys in the return game. But we're excited about this. I'll be happy to address any questions. Like I mentioned, in regards to participation, anyone that's deemed healthy will participate. We'll make 11th-hour decisions in regards to that. We'll continue to monitor some of the guys that are experiencing the bumps and bruises associated with training camp and have an eye toward inclusion with them in regards to play, if at all possible. Be happy to address any questions.
Like any update on Matt Space injury?
He's being evaluated in Pittsburgh as we speak, along with a couple of other guys. So I should have that information a little bit later on this afternoon.
Mike, can you talk about in the offseason, we've talked a lot about what the players have done. Can you talk about what you and Kevin do to assess your performance, the staff's performance, and what you do to get better in the offseason?
You know, we measure ourselves the way everyone measures themselves, by results, of course. Our record being what it was, we realized that we needed to look hard at what it is that we do in an effort for improvement. We've done that. We just simply peel back layers. I say that in response to what it is we do, but really, you know, when I think about it, that's our approach at always. We're always trying to peel back the layers to ask the critical questions of analysis of what we do and a search to do it better. The acquisition of talent is a big part of that, but also development of the talent that we have is a major component of it also. That's how we basically spend our time.
Is there anything you can do in terms of in-game management if you look at a particular situation and say, I wish I had done that differently? Is there anything you do to kind of improve in that aspect?
You know, I just think you live in that regard. I think nothing beats experience. Obviously, you put yourselves in hypothetical situations, but nothing really simulates live opportunities and actions, and hopefully I'll continue to get better every time I step in stadiums.
Mike, it looked like the first 11-on-11 period yesterday was supposed to be non-tackling, and then the guys just started tackling as it went on. Was that, in fact, the case, and is that a sign of how your players embraced what you've asked?
No, that was at my instruction. I wanted the second half of that drill to be tackling because that's largely when the younger guys participate in the drill. We had just acquired a new running back that I wanted to see participate and carry the ball in live action. So about midway of the drill, I stepped in and instructed the guys that it was tackling.
Do you think you guys have embraced what you've asked them to do out here?
I think they have, you know, and forget what I think. They've embraced it from a performance standpoint. I've been satisfied with what I've seen in terms of the efforts in regards to that, and I think that probably speaks, you know, better than their words.
Mike, how would you assess the development or progress of Landry Jones? Where is he?
You know, he's done some good things, but obviously what he does in stadiums is really going to be the litmus of where he is. This is a guy that threw for 16,000 yards or whatever in college. So the throwing of the football or the mechanics of the position, particularly in the practice setting, not going to be foreign to him. He's going to be able to represent himself rather well in structured environments. But playing the game in a stadium with a live rush and those things, I think we're going to find out a lot about where he is after Saturday night.
What about the other rookies when the lights come on in the stadium? What are you looking for out of Jarvis when the lights come on? What are you looking for Bell when the lights come on?
You know, I'm just looking for a good representation of not only what they're capable of, but probably more importantly, what it is they know. not only in terms of assignments, but the nuances of the game, their ability to communicate on in the field of play, the understanding of the unwritten rules of the game of football, the things that they should know innately. I'm interested in seeing the things that you don't coach are the things that I'm going to value seeing from some of the guys that I don't have an in-game experience with.
When you say the unwritten rules of football, can you elaborate at all?
Just, you know, certain things that you don't practice in a practice setting. You know, you work punt return, you're working the return. Very rarely does the ball fall short, and it's a situation where people need to get away from the football. And Peter is called, and the urgency associated with that. You know, that's kind of just in-game nuances. Maybe some people can innately get away from the ball quickly. Maybe some people are less aware. You know, those are the type of things that I think you pick up in-game-like situations that you don't pick up in practice situations where those things are, quite frankly, more scripted.
Mike, for most of Ben's career, he has had older, more experienced guys in front. Behind him, but when you look his age, that's changed now. He's the older guy. He's the more experienced guy, and you have the other guys looking to him. How is that dynamic? Has it changed? Has it had any effect on him? Is it something you embraced and want to do?
I think there's a difference between the guys. I think he probably views Bruce as a guy that's seen a lot and played a lot, and he might view him differently than he does John or Landry. So I really think there's a difference there. I think they're intellectual equals in terms of experiences and the discussions that they have in regards to ball. Obviously, he operates in more of a mentor-like capacity for the other two.
That you were, I don't want to say wanted to do, but something you embraced, and how does that help Ben?
It's just probably something that's inevitable. Obviously, the longer that Ben's in the game of football, there's a higher probability that his backups are going to be younger than him.
Hey, Mike, just with the one practice that, you know, you've been limited to the last couple of years, are you able to get in enough quality work, and are you satisfied with what you've been able to do so far?
You know, I'm not. I think we're going to continually work to try to maximize our ability to gain information within the structure of today's system. I think that's one of the things that, you know, that the live tackling was about, quite frankly, and is about. I think the guys understand that, and to your point, I think that's one of the reasons that they embrace it. They realize it's an opportunity to distinguish themselves, and that's what they're here for.
Win a job in preseason week one, or can you just move yourself up and down?
It's part of the process. I never have a timetable, if you will, in terms of when jobs are won. I just think that when it's definitive, when you know. So the possibility of that is yes. The probability of that is no. We got a lot of time, obviously, to develop this football team, not only in terms of establishing who the 53 are, but the division of labor within that.
Mike, have you decided how you'll rotate the running backs, how that?
No, we're going to discuss it today. Obviously, we're going to play the ones for 10 to 12 snaps. Don't be surprised if you see Le'Veon getting some snaps with those guys. I think he's earned that. But don't be surprised to see him play after those guys are out of the game as well. He, like a lot of guys, we need to get a lot of exposure to, and I'm sure that's probably who you want to know about.
How have Dwyer and Redmond responded to Bell being there, and how Bell's doing in practice?
I don't think that their response is anything unusual, to be honest with you. I think every year guys come into camp, those that are returning are pitted with new people vying for jobs, new competitors, new guys that are capable of seizing roles and competing for work. They respond in the way professionals should. They're competing, and it's bringing out the best in them.
Mike, are both kickers and punters going to?
Yes. Yes, and it's been my history. I hadn't discussed it with those guys yet, but it's been my history that at least his first time out, I'll go halves with them, but I hadn't decided who gets what.
What did Schmeichel do as a nickel corner yesterday, and will that continue?
He's done a nice job, and oftentimes you can tell his growth and development just simply by his willingness or ability to communicate and walk through type settings, the work that we do in the AM. And day by day you hear him being more verbal in communication, and that's a big part of that position. It's kind of the hub of communication in sub-package football. He's embracing that. We'll continue to put it on his plate, see if he can execute it in a game-like setting or situation. We've been pleased with that. I just think he adds value to himself the more that he's capable of doing. Obviously, he has a physical skill set that's geared toward that flexibility, but we're not going to take it for granted.
So that was more than an emergency-type situation?
Certainly.
You said that Le'Veon has earned some time with the ones. Is that just with his demeanor, the way he's come in and acted like an NFL player, or just the way he's run the ball?
No, I don't, you know. Demeanor is one thing, but I think that, you know, how he's run the ball speaks for itself. I think that you guys will attest to that just based on the amount of questions I get regarding him on a day-to-day basis. So don't be surprised that I made that statement.
Mike, Cole Johnson has a unique skill set. You don't have anybody else behind him on the depth chart. Is there somebody that can fill that role if he weren't
Jamie available? McCoy has and does and will. But all of the vast majority of our tight ends are dual position flexible. They're capable of performing and playing out of the backfield, whether it's Jamie McCoy or David Paulson. We got enough quality depth at that position to create two back-like formations when necessary, regardless of whether Will's in the game or not.
When we look at the roster, it seems like a young team. Does it to you? Are you teaching differently this camp? Are you coaching differently, evaluating differently?
You cater your message to the audience. Obviously, we got a lot of young guys. We don't take that process for granted. We communicate the things that need to be communicated. More importantly, probably most importantly, is the standard of expectation and what we expect from them in everything that it is we do.
Are you teaching more? I mean, when you're on the field, are you
dead? I don't feel like I'm teaching anymore. I'm probably changing my approach to teaching that's geared and catered toward the audience.
Paulson's still considered the move tight end?
Yes.
Okay, so who would be the Matt Spaeth replacement? Is that Jamie McCoy again?
Well, I'm not ready to replace Spaeth at this point. I'm waiting to see what's being said based on his visit to the doctors in Pittsburgh. But if he's not, obviously, David Paulson is a guy that's capable of playing move and on the line, as is Jamie McCoy. Being backup tight ends, I think, has lent itself to those guys, showing their versatility and being able to do all of those things. And really, when you think about it, all of those guys have shown the capability to do that other than Matt Spaeth.
And Paulson does a little fullback, too.
Yes. Whether a move tight end or fullback, they're interchangeable parts in terms of what we do with them formationally and assignment.
You said you're excited to hit somebody else, but is there something in particular about the Giants that you like as a matchup?
Not really. It's just an opponent. And it's an opportunity to play some unfamiliar people. Really hadn't, thought too much about the nameless gray faces on the other sideline.
Mike, are you going to continue to use your tackles the same way, and is that move permanent?
I'm not ready to say it's permanent. I am ready to say it's permanent for Saturday night. I do believe that it has been interesting. It has produced some positive results. We'll see what it looks like inside the stadium and kind of go from there.
Mike, can you talk about the three new coaches who have been integrated into the staff this year and your work with them and how they're doing?
Those guys are doing a great job. Coaching is a small fraternity. They're new to us, but they're not new to me, so I can't tell you that I'm surprised by what it is they're doing. Jack McNeil and I have had mutual friends for a number of years, and I followed his work. Danny Smith and I have been friends for a number of years. And, of course, Richard Mann and I work together in another city. So, I'm pleased with their work, not surprised. I know what they're capable of, and they're delivering it to this point.
You assess of Jarvis Jones' progress today?
He's doing some nice things. He needs to stay on the field more. But when on the field, it's obvious that he's productive and aware, instinctual. He's got talent. He should. We took him in the first round. I'm not displeased with his progress whatsoever. I just want to keep him on the field and keep the process of improvement going.
Mike, did Jason Worlds come out of the first practice okay?
Yes. Yes.
Mike, will you use Wheaton or Justin Brown on returns?
Yes, they're included in that young guy group.
Punts, kickoffs, both?
Undecided. Really, just want to really look at divvying the reps up. One of the things about particularly kickoff return and punt return, likewise, you can't anticipate how many you're going to get. So we need to sit down and talk a little bit about how we're going to divvy those reps up. We will.
Anything else?
Did you watch any of Hard Knocks this week?
I didn't, but I hear James is entertaining, as I'm sure he would be. To know James is to love him.
Have you ever told James not to hit a wide receiver?
No.
No. You told James not to hit a reporter?
No.
All right. Thank you, guys.
I like that. That was awesome.